Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
The new trend of unretiring. Retirement doesn't need to be forever, and there are certainly retirees who change their mind after retirement and choose to go back to work. This might be because they're bored, find a lack of purpose in retirement, or simply find they can't afford retirement. Today, I have Money senior journalist Vita Palestrant, who has recently written about this newish trend about retirement, to tell us why this is happening. Thank you for joining me today, Vita.
Great to be here. Thanks, Julia. Well, you're absolutely right. They're both psychological and financial reasons people go back to work. Some of it is purely necessity. Someone might have got a redundancy and don't have enough to live on comfortably. And the other thing that we always underestimate is that work gives us a purpose. A lot of people might sort of dream of the day that they never have to go back to work, but actually being productive and being part of society, having that camaraderie is very satisfying. Don't forget, people have invested 40 years of their life in whatever it is they do, whether they're an actuary or a doctor or a teacher, and suddenly you walk out of work and that's all gone.
And I guess one of the things is you meet a new group of people and the first thing people ask you is, what do you do for a living?
Retired is one of the most, it's a conversation killer. Maybe we're in, you know, maybe that's an ageist thing, but just saying you're retired just ends a conversation very quickly.
Do you think that people don't really plan for that part of
retirement? Absolutely. Absolutely. Most psychologists will tell you that's the case. It's a big adjustment, a huge adjustment, just the feeling of being unproductive.
And what about the financial aspect? Do people find that they haven't adequately planned or they haven't seen some expenses that come up and they're finding hard to manage?
Absolutely. One of the things that you can't help is that you might be given a redundancy and suddenly you're out of the workforce, you're not ready for it, and your finances don't stack up. So there are all sorts of things that come into play. But also, people aren't that well prepared, and super funds could do more in that area. They could contact their members, say, 5 years out from retirement and say, hey, come on, have you worked it out? Do you know how much you need to live on? Do you think your savings are going to see you through another two decades?
Yeah, it's a long time, isn't it?
It's a hell of a long time, and people... Unfortunately, a lot of fund members don't even look at their statement, their annual statement.
I think people regard it as more of an age. You know, they thought they have to work till they're 65 or 67 or whatever it is, and that's when they wanted to retire. It's not really focusing on the amount they have to retire.
Correct. And, you know, that age of 65 is so arbitrary. I mean, people are living much longer now and more active than, say, their parents' generation.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't think they are that well prepared. But, you know, there are tools like the Money Smart tool, the government's Money Smart tool that you can go to. And then there's ASFA, which shows how much you need for a comfortable retirement and a modest retirement, both as a couple or as a single. But we can get back to that a bit later.
And there's always unforeseen expenses that come up, like one of your children might need help or your car needs replacing, some major defect in your home or your unit needs to
Correct.
Be fixed. Yeah, that's a lot of unexpected.
Or a health issue.
Absolutely, a health issue, yeah.
So those are things that you really have to think about before you wave goodbye to the office or wherever you work.
And I guess at that time it's very important to see a planner or an advisor to get them to sort of go through your expenses and what you have and what's
correct,
the likely scenario.
Correct. Ideally, you should see a financial planner or at least talk to your fund.
Do you think COVID has had an impact on the unretiring situation?
Well, it has to the extent that people on the age pension or part-age pension who go back to work are penalised. One day a week will penalise you. you'll lose 50 cents in the dollar of your age pension. And that's pretty punitive. And at the end of last year, the business community called on the government to allow age pensioners to go back into the work because of the labour shortage across all skill sets. Now, if we look at New Zealand, it's quite a different story. There, 25% of people on the age pension work, whereas it's below 5% in Australia because of this high penalty that they pay. They lose that 50 cents on every dollar earned over $480 per fortnight.
So for those people who aren't on the pension, maybe they've just started drawing on their superannuation. And as you said before, some of the people who have retired might be too young to get the age pension, so they would be forced to live on, you know, their own superannuation. How does it become affected if you want to go back to work and you've already started drawing on your superannuation pension?
It's quite easy, really. Your employer can't put the contributions as super contributions that employers make into your pension account. That's not permissible, which means you'd have to open an accumulation account with your super fund, and they'd be able to help you do this quite easily.
But once you've started with the pension account, You have to continue with that? You can't just roll that over into a new accumulation account?
Well, you can, but here's the thing. It's all really about tax. If you are in the retirement phase, all your savings are tax-free. The earnings on your account are tax-free, whereas in accumulation, there's a tax of 15%. So the ideal thing would be to work out how much it is you need and then work out whether you have the two accounts or whether you roll over that pension account into your accumulation account.
So, for instance, I've retired, I've started drawing down on my allocated pension through my super, and I now go back to work. I take out the money that I need out of the accumulation account and maybe recontribute back into the accumulation account?
You can do that, but you'd have to be careful that you don't exceed the contribution caps.
Right.
So that's something to look out for. And the other thing is that you might want to consider, if you have a pension account in your super fund, is that you have to draw down a minimum every year. So for most people, it'd be about 5%. It gets higher as you get older, although the government has given retirees a break on that. So it's half, it's discounted. You only have to draw down 2.5%.
And I guess a lot of people who are going back to work are not going back full-time. They might be going back in a consulting type of role or
a part-time role. Quite often they'll go back to an old employer who knows their worth and is happy for them to work as a consultant or come back for a few days a week.
Can you retire, unretire, retire and unretire again?
Yes, you can. You're opening and closing all these accounts and having to get your head around contribution caps and all of that. But yes, there's nothing to stop you.
Now, what are the challenges for people who are on the age pension that might have sent them back to the workforce?
Well, if you earn more than $480 per fortnight, you start to lose 50 cents in every dollar earned above that. So it's quite punitive. That's equivalent to working one day a week.
Yes, that's a lot of money. And what are some of the strategies that people are adopting when they go back to the workforce?
Well, because they've gone back to the workforce, they are, I suppose, more super smart. They've probably taught themselves a few things, done a few calculations, looked at the rules and regulations. The Association of Super Funds Australia say that you need at least $523,000 to live comfortably. So you could make that a goal, and you might make salary sacrifice some contributions.
And what are some of the reasons that people might not have got that amount before they've had to retire?
Gosh, Julia. Well, the super annuity system hasn't matured yet. It only started in 1992, and it started with a very low rate of 3%. So quite a lot of baby boomers don't have that sort of saving in their accounts. If you take women, they certainly don't because of their broken work patterns. And anyone who's new to Australia wouldn't have accumulated that kind of saving either. So there are all sorts of people who haven't been able to put away retirement savings that would see them off comfortably.
And I guess, as you said before, sometimes retirement comes as a bit of a surprise. If you get a redundancy late in your career and you can't find another job straight away, I guess that makes it quite difficult as well.
It does. And it's not that uncommon. We hear about restructuring all the time.
What are some of the things that people should be careful of when they're considering going back to work? What are some tips and traps for them?
Well, I think they've got to work out what their shortfall is and what they ideally would like to have saved up for their retirement. And there, you know, there is the government Smart Money website. It has a tool to show how you're tracking and what you need for a comfortable retirement. There's also the Association of Super Funds Australia. They have something called Smart Guru. But the super funds themselves have tools and websites that help you work this out. You have to have a basic idea of what your living expenses are to start with, and it's amazing how many people don't have that.
When you talk about the two reasons that people tend to go back to work, one is obviously financial, but the other one is emotional. Do you think that people don't spend enough time planning the emotional side and how they might feel when they no longer have a job?
Oh, it's classic. Psychologists will tell you that. People are quite unprepared for the isolation and the psychological impact. You just think about having all that camaraderie at work, working on projects together. You might have quite a lot of old friends from your former workplace. You feel you've got a purpose. It's very satisfying to feel productive and that you've achieved things. So the adjustment is huge.
And even the aspect, I guess, that we've experienced during COVID when we haven't seen our colleagues has been difficult for a lot of people, and the idea that we don't get dressed up and go physically into an environment, shared environment.
There's been a lot of discussion about the mental health aspects of COVID, but really you could almost apply that to retirement. This whole notion that you're going to spend every day, all day, playing golf or surfing or whatever it is, it's just a myth, really. And if you look at someone like Warren Buffett, who's chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and one of the wealthiest men in the world, he's 91 and he's not leaving work. And in fact, his partner, Charlie Munger's 98.
Wow.
And those two guys are so on the ball.
And I have read that academics live longer than other people because they never stop working and they always feel appreciated as they get older. So
it's that mental engagement. We all absolutely need it. We need the companionship, the challenges and the mental stimulation. And really, I don't think we prepare people properly for it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me today, Beta.
Thank you, Julia.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.